everybody. It's lovely to see you. Lovely to see some familiar faces and lovely to see some new faces as well. That's always encouraging in us. We're Paul and Lynn Round. We have three grown-up children and we have two grandchildren. Hey.
I know we don't look old enough, Howard, but there we are. Fly.
Anyway, we work with WEC International, which is a Christian mission agency. And for 27 years, we were based just along the road in Gerrard's Cross at a place called Bulstrode, which was the WEC headquarters. And so while we were based there, this was our church where we have worshipped for 27 years and obviously got to know a lot of you during that time. But all good things come to an end, as they say, and WEC decided that they were going to do things differently and reorder themselves to bring us into a new place which we trust and pray will be of more fruitfulness. And so it meant we were going to sell Bulstrode, which has happened back at the end of 2016, and everybody had to move out. So we ended up in Buckley. How did that happen?
I don't know. Okay, the idea, many of you do know this, but the concept for WEC at the time was to put their headquarters in one place with their CEO, basic administration, and that's in Coventry, and you've probably heard something about that, and Noel and Mandy as well. And then to take certain of the ministries and put them around the country sort of more widely spread, so that WEC, instead of being very Bulstrode, Gerrard's Cross-centric, that we would be more spread out. And so we, as a very small youth team with a couple of folk, looked at where we should relocate. And we prayed and we looked at different parts of the country. And probably primarily because we have good links, both family links and a lot of our camp links, which we'll mention in a minute, up in the northwest, we decided we would go and look up in the northwest. We looked along the M56 corridor, so from Stockport in the east, sort of through Manchester, Warrington, Liverpool, the Wirral, Chester, was where we were looking for offices, somewhere to have a base for us there. And I won't go into all the details of that, but it just seemed, we went up, four times at least, looking at five or six places or more each time. But it seemed that God was nudging us west. All the time he seemed to be nudging us west, till eventually he nudged us over the border into Wales. So we found, and I won't give all the detail either, but we found offices in a place called Sandycroft, which is just west of Chester. It's only a couple of miles across the border into Wales. And so therefore we started looking for somewhere to live around that area. We were looking in the Chester area. We were looking at the bottom end of the Wirral. Family were in the Wirral as well. But again, it just dried up. The renting, WEC were going to rent some houses for those of us moving up there. And the whole thing just dried up. And there was one occasion we'd gone up to the Wirral. Some of you may remember this. And we'd actually prayed, and we probably told some of you, we're going to pray that we stay there till we find somewhere. And we went to these estate agents in Chester, and they just said the renting thing has all dried up. And then we went to this estate agent in Buckley, where two of our colleagues had also were renting through him. And he also told us that there was nothing doing. It was all dried up. And we were about to leave. In fact, I think I even had my hand on the door handle of the estate agent's, about to open it, go back into the high street. And he said, oh, just a minute. There was a piece of paper on my desk in the back. Let's have a look at it. And he brought this piece of paper out, and it was, in fact, the house that we ended up with. I don't know if there's anything more to say about that, but we hadn't seen it. He said, if you're interested, I'll put your name at the top. It won't go on the website, and we can just proceed like that. At that point in time, the house wasn't bought, I should have said. It was somebody buying a house in order to rent it. And he hadn't actually gone through, that process hadn't gone through. So it was a real step of faith that, first of all, this guy wouldn't back out and decide not to buy the house. That secondly, it would actually go through smoothly. And thirdly, it would go through within the time frame that we had. Buckley wasn't our first choice. Buckley High Street is a little bit dead. And we went through Gerrard's Cross yesterday. We went through Gerrard's Cross yesterday. We were making a bit of a comparison with the buzz of the High Street. When we first walked through Buckley High Street, Lynn said, "I'm never going to live in this place." Oh, sorry, here he is. But we have done, and we do believe it's the right place for us.
Yes, and we certainly can see God's hand in it all, because if it had been left to our personal preferences, I sometimes think about the different houses we looked at and think, if we'd ended up there, we wouldn't have really been in a community, that this wouldn't have been right, that wouldn't have been right. And even though, humanly speaking, we were saying at the beginning, no way, Buckley, I can see so clearly that it's the right place for us. God was really in that, and I'm so glad that he gets the last word rather than us. So we are very thankful. And God's timing as well was perfect, because as many of you will remember, my dad was very ill at that time when we were moving up north, and it was good to be there at the time when my dad passed away, be there for my mum, and to have been there since, that we're in that corner of the UK rather than over in the northeast or somewhere else. So we're only on a good run 30 minutes away from my mum, which is a real blessing. So we can see God's hand in all that, God's timing as well. And yeah, it's brought new opportunities for us, particularly for the youth ministry, through different contacts we've been making, and that's really exciting. And I think one of the main things we're excited about, we always said wherever we lived, we wanted to be able to walk to church, because, you know, for 27 years we weren't able to walk to church. We had to drive here. We wanted church to be in our community. But sadly, there wasn't a church in Buckley that we really felt we could join for various reasons. So we started going to a church in the next little town, a lively Baptist church, although it's Baptist in name, maybe not in other ways, but it is Baptist. Anyway, but the reason we're going there is because they want to plant a church in Buckley. And Paul will tell you a little bit more. And the vision for Wales, whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, these are the things, opportunities. You mentioned those later on, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will. I can. Sorry.
Script.
Sort of script. Yes, this Baptist church was very interesting. Just recently, we went and heard a guy called Jonathan Lamb speaking about the book of Ruth. Now, this isn't the sermon, but just very quick comment. One of the things he highlighted was when you read the book of Ruth, there are so many things that seem coincidences, but actually God was working things out. He was orchestrating and he just brought them together. We see that very much. That's our testimony of how things have happened up there, both in terms of our ministry and also in terms of our own personal Christian life. And one of the things with this, we went to this church, and it was the first Sunday we were there, we sat behind somebody who knew WEC, which was a good thing. A lot of people don't. And sat in front of somebody who'd been a missionary in Peru, and that was exciting. And then within a couple of weeks, they were telling us about the vision that this church had to church plant. They have a 5-point strategy plan, one of which was church planting. And within a month, one of the elders had got up during a morning service and talked about the vision for church planting. They'd already planted a church in the town of Denby. They have planted a church in a village not too far out of Mold, and they are supporting congregations in different places. And so it was really quite exciting. We joined a house group which met in Buckley from this church. And within the space of about 12, 15 months, 5 couples joined this church, mature Christian couples joined this church in Mold and lived in Buckley. random. How random is that? But actually, there was the starting of the nucleus of this, maybe this church plant. So the elders and the pastor of the church got together. They were planning to think about church planting in 2019. But they said, look what's happening. Look what God is doing. Maybe we should work towards that now. So we are involved in thinking through and praying through about a church plant in Buckley. And then in addition, only a month or so back, I learned that there are a group of pastors in the north, in North Wales, who are have a vision for planting new churches and supporting church growth in struggling churches right along that North Wales coast. It's an area where the revival was very strong in the early 1900s, but now it's filled with lots of chapels and little churches that are struggling. Many of the buildings have become houses and so on. And so this Reach North Wales is a new movement. And for us, that's actually quite exciting because we lived in Gerrard's Cross, working with a church planting mission all around the world, came here, involved in some of the things with Sia Green, of course, but very much home end as far as the mission's concerned, and now actually find ourselves involved in a church plant up there where we've gone.
Mm-hmm. So just briefly, we're probably going on a bit long, just to give you an update of where we're at, what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, I suppose. For me, my week, I spent usually three days in the office, which is my main role with WEC in member care as part of the support network. And that involves keeping in touch with our missionaries on the field, reading their newsletters, writing to them, picking up anything that I feel is important for prayer or we've got concerns about that I pass on to the folk, appropriate folk. Passing on information for prayer to our prayer network, that kind of thing. So a little bit of a link there. I'm also now involved with our retirees, and that means sending out birthday cards, get well cards, sympathy cards, and there's about 130 retirees in WEC, so quite a big group of people. We've got a conference coming up, a spring prayer conference coming up in a couple of weeks' time, over at Willesley Castle up in Derbyshire, and I'll be going there to support the other couple who are coordinating that. So I'm really looking forward to that because our retired workers really inspire me. And then it's being available for things like debriefs, interviews, and going down to Scala, the WEC headquarters, for candidate interviews is the sort of thing I'm doing as my WEC role, along with helping in the office where I'm needed, spare pair of hands to do craft activities for the youth side, admin if it's needed for the camp side, things like that. And then when I can, I try and get along to the toddler group. From my many years of doing toddlers here, I've got involved in a toddler group in our church as and when I can. And in the church next door, which is dying on its feet, sadly, they do run a coffee morning, and I've been trying to make links there as well, go in when I can on a Tuesday. So that's sort of how my week looks. What about you?
Okay, yeah, well, my week, yeah, so I'm still involved as I was before in a lot of the camp administration and all the legal stuff and all things like GDPR, if you've heard about that. All those sort of things. So that's part of what goes on. It is exciting the way God opens up new opportunities, and that again is, in a sense, one sees these coincidences. One of the couples who came to Buckley was involved in home educating, and so some of the team, including Lynn, go along have been going along regularly to a group of home educators. And doing a world adventure program with them. As a result of that, there's been invitations into different churches to do both children's work and to be involved in mission weekends. And we're going to do a conference in the summer. We're down at a home educators conference in Mid Wales, doing some programs there as well. I'm trying to get out and about, networking as best I can, getting into different groups, linking with might be church leaders or other pastors, and we've had quite a few folk dropping into the office as well. So that's very positive. The camps are we're getting ready for that, as you've heard. For those who don't know, 9 to 13s and 13 to 17s will be in Cromer next summer, and we're going off to Cromer this week to check out quite a few things to do with that. In addition, I'm just glad that Lynn will be able to look after me in my retirement when she's been thoroughly trained in this. Not sure what else there is to say, actually, but the usual sort of stuff in an office is part of that.
I think we'll just finish with a few prayer points that Rosemary asked for. I think on the WEC front, as we said, the whole idea of this reordering, restructuring, was to take us to a place of more fruitfulness. We need to see more workers coming in, joining the mission, short-term and long-term. So we can really be praying for that, praying for more opportunities to engage and journey with people to see them join WEC. On the camps front, we need to see still more campers and leaders. This is always our plea, isn't it, every year. Both the first weeks are doing well, both camps, but the second weeks are still quite low. And teens, as usual, is always struggling for leaders. So please pray. And please pray that God will use the... I really am praying that God will show us very clearly if we should be continuing with camps even, by God confirming by good numbers. You know, if he wants us to continue, then we need good numbers. That's my prayer anyway. So we can pray for that. And then I think the church plant is the other thing we really value prayer for. We're going to be starting in September, officially launching it in October. We still don't know where we're going to meet. We've got a lot of practicalities to sort out. So we can pray for those details, but also pray God will be preparing hearts of people to come and join us so that we can be a real witness and light in Buckley. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you all for your prayers. I know people here pray for reading our newsletters and for the financial support we get. We do really appreciate that. That enables us to get out there to work among young people and older people and sharing God's heart for the world and mission, because that's really the overriding term, which we haven't used, is actually mobilizing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what we do is simply opening people's eyes and widening their horizons and sharing with what God is doing and God's heart for his world. So thank you.